This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
Over the weekend, it was a mostly successful time of it for top men's basketball teams in the SEC as number 6, Tennessee, prevailed at number 7, Texas A&M, 77-69. Number 1, Auburn handled Georgia at home. Number 2, Florida beat up LSU at Baton Rouge, 77-65. And number 4, Alabama got back on track against number 17, Kentucky, 96-83. In Vols football news, former offensive lineman Andre Carrick's eligibility request was denied for an additional season, so he'll now be turning his attention towards the NFL to continue his football journey. Tennessee baseball continued their hot start, defending their national championship from last season as they're 7-0 and the new number one team in the country, according to the USA Today's coaches poll. Finally, the Lady Vols softball team is 13-3 overall after going 3-2 this past weekend out in Cathedral, California. In local sports news, the UTC Mock softball team swept the Frost Classic last weekend, going 4-0 at home and improving their record to 7-7 overall. In state championship wrestling, there was a bit of history made as Cleveland's Piper Fowler became the TSSAA's first four-time girls state champion. Signal Mountain's Ethan Orchuk became the first public school wrestler to win 5 state titles, and Whitwell's Wyatt Davis became the first wrestler in school history to win state. And I'm Greg Larnard, and this has been your Chatted Up Sports Minute exclusively on Hits 96. Back to you in studio, Gino.
Thank you, Greg, for the update. Remember to follow Chatted Up Sports on all platforms. Listen to them wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you check out their live broadcasts from Mike's Hole in the Wall and numerous other locations throughout the scenic city. That's Chatted Up Sports. You can find a direct link at hits96.com. We'll get back to the music right here on Hits.